Welcome to Eagle Eye.
What a break from Manoa!
Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe.
Tony Limbaugh into the 22.
Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hello and welcome to the Eagle Eye Rugby Podcast. I am your host, Bill Baker. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate you tuning into these shows. When you get a moment, please like, subscribe, and follow, and share with friends, teammates, family, anybody that interested in listening to rugby talk. All right, today's episode, we have Exeter Chiefs Megan Foster. She's having a really good year with her teammates. I can list all the teammates, Gabby, Kate Zachary. I'm going to miss a bunch because I'm rambling right now, but there's a good list of players in that team having great seasons so far, including Megan. We talk about how important the Premier 15s has been for them, also as far as like when you think about their prep for USA Rugby matches. And also thinking about Premier 15s is a big matchup for Exeter Chiefs this weekend against Saracens and USA teammates Lev Kelter, Carly Waters, and soon to be officially capped Lottie Clapp, I'm assuming. But yeah, we get into the talk about USA Rugby's future. We got the Pacific Four Series against New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. And then, of course, Rugby World Cup, which will be here sooner than you think. So we have a really fun conversation. I think you're going to enjoy this talk with Megan. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Megan, thanks so much for coming on. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm doing really well. It's a nice and sunny day here in Exeter, so it's a good day.
Wow, that's a rare one. And actually, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. Are you used to that English weather? But it's nice today.
Yes, it is very nice. I'm very lucky. Starting to get used to it somewhat. It's nice that it's warming up now.
Exactly. Maybe actually still a bit of rainy there once in a while, but those horizontal rains must feel really nice in the face.
I've heard it's been a very mild winter spring, so I can't complain too much.
Yeah. So before we jump onto the stuff on the field, how are you enjoying the area? I mean, what are your favorite things to do?
Oh, yeah. I actually really, really like Exeter. I'm not a huge, major city girl. So being in, somewhere other than London, I'm totally fine with. And I feel like I kind of get it all. And even coming from San Diego, though, from a warm beach area, although it's colder, it's still a nice beach area. So we get, we get a lot of different, aspects of England than what's not as typical, I guess, at least as I would think, what England is. So it's really, really nice to get the beach, to get some warmth sometimes. So love hitting up the beach, love hitting up, obviously, as most of us USA Rugby players, we love our coffee. That's a constant thing we're going to. We have some favorite shops here, but we also love trying out new ones. So it's kind of what I keep up with.
Yeah. Were you able to bring a bit of San Diego with you? Do you surf?
I don't surf. No. I have before, but maybe twice ever. So no, I think I'd be too much of a baby. It's too cold for me here.
Yeah. You need a nice thick dry suit to get out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I would maybe, I know it's not a thing, but maybe two of them.
There you go. All right. So let's talk rugby. First of all, congrats on the Alliance Cup Championship. It was an exciting game to watch. And for what I heard, also an impressive crowd.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I got the final number, the total number of everyone, but it was a massive crowd. I mean, it was so exciting to have so many fans there. And they were so loud. So just having something go well for us and then hearing the roar of the crowd was just so fun. Really proud of the team and the girls. It was a good game. It was a fun game.
And everyone seemed to get into this game. I mean, you and Gabby shared turns at kicking for points. Mm-hmm. Hope scored. Kate, of course, scored a couple tries. Janine had a great game. So, it's got to be a blast to have this success with these USA teammates.
Oh, absolutely. It's been amazing. And these girls are so great. Definitely, they're a huge bit of comfort sometimes when I need it, a little bit of home, maybe when we're a little homesick. But they're great players, they're great girls, so we're pretty special here.
And I mentioned Gabby a minute ago, having her back in the squad really helps. Before she got back on the field with you, did you walk up to her and say, listen, I'm the kicker now?
No, I did not. No, but we do get a lot of kicking sessions together. So those are really good. I mean, I feel like we both really developed in the last couple of years. So being able to train together has been really, really nice. And having her voice back on the field and her vision has been really great.
And talking about Kate Zachary, she's been everywhere on the field, not just with ball in hand, whatever, but just like positions. She's been in the center. She's been, you know, number eight, number seven, whatever else. And I remember talking to Gabby about that, how for once, for some reason, she's trying to teach Kate how to do something. It's the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, but, you know, clearly Kate has put herself into the conversations of one of the best in the women's game right now, wouldn't you think? I mean, how has her leadership really impacted this team?
Oh, massively, massively. She does so much, and so much that is never seen, never heard of. You know, obviously her willingness to play in the backs, play as a center, you know, no questions asked, really just willing to put her body on the line, no matter what position it is, whenever it is, has just been really huge. And that's obviously, you know, such a great thing to see, to have a leader that's like not stuck in one thing. And she's like, no, like I will do whatever the team needs, is obviously a great example for everyone to see.
Yeah, she's a lot of, we are all a lot of fun to watch. And I wish there were more matches on TV over here, but we'll take what we can get. So talking about Exeter Chiefs regular season, two matches left. And of course against the top two teams above you in the table, you return against Saracens. You're going to be welcoming Lev Kelter and Carly Waters, hopefully. You know, how do you prepare for a team like Saracens? Obviously you're going to have to tackle Lev.
Yeah, most likely, yes. Wouldn't be the first time though, so at least we have some experience with that. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge. I mean, they're top of the leaderboard right now. They're playing really well. They have been all season, so it's obviously going to be a challenge. It's going to be a huge game. Hopefully, we can get a similar crowd out. You know, help with with the encouragement of that. But I feel like with the team here and the program that we have, that we have really great analysis meetings. You know, the team has played them once before this season. You know, so for most people, it's not their first time, this season, let alone, you know, in their lifetime. So, you know, we just have to pull on obviously our strengths and obviously whatever analysis that we go through, just go out and do our best.
And I'm not sure how much you communicate with, the other players over there, but as soon as Lev came over, she just lit up the league. It seemed like it brought the league up a bit also. And she just hasn't missed a beat going from sevens back to 15. So, I mean, that's got to worry you a little bit going against them, because she's such an impactful player for the Saracens.
Oh yeah. She's an incredible player. I mean, for years, she's been one of the top women's rugby players in the world. Like, she's fantastic. You know, always hope that she's on my team and not, you know, playing against me. So it's not the case for this upcoming game. But I mean, it's definitely going to be a challenge, but challenges are good. You know, like that's how we grow. That's how we get better. And so it's always good whether I'm playing with her or against her. It's always a good time.
Now, a good question I've heard a few people ask is, you know, the differences between Prem 15s and WPL. Other than travel distance, you know, you're not flying 5 hours to a game in New York or the English weather, which is nice today, you said. Mm-hmm. You know, can you talk about some of the bigger differences that you've seen?
Sure. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of hard to compare because they're just at really different stages. At the moment, I mean, the backing of the, you know, premiership here is, it's very different than the WPL, and the WPL is fantastic in itself. But I guess personally, I've noticed just, I think the biggest thing for me is that I have more time playing rugby here. So we have at least 5 sessions a week. With rugby, where in the WPL, because everyone is working full time and coaches, you know, are pulled in from all over, like, you know, there's just so many more scheduling conflicts, I guess, for the WPL. And so it's often you get maybe 2 trainings a week, We're lucky to have, you know, gym facilities here, so we're able to train together even in the gym. That's been really huge and really nice, so we get that connection. But definitely time on ball is definitely a huge difference of my training from, you know, back at home and something that I've had here.
Do you think the WPL can thrive alone, or does it need someone like the Premiership, like MLR, to come in? I don't know if help's a word for it, but maybe partner?
That's a good question. I don't know if I could answer that. I am no like business guru. I've never, you know, led something that's that as massive as even the WPL is and as great as it is. I'm sure there's so much logistics and whatnot that goes with that. You know, could it maybe benefit? Sure. But I don't know if I'm the one that could, like, you know, really give a great answer to that. I think the WPL has done really well, and I hope that it can continue to get even better for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the USA Rugby group a bit, especially the contingent, if I can say that word right, over in Europe. All right, let's talk about how the Prem 15s has impacted you guys as a group. And I mean, obviously, it's gotten you up to another level, I think, considering how well you played against Wales. You know, how important is Premier 15s to everyone that's over there playing right now?
Oh, I think it's been really great for sure. Like I just mentioned, like the amount of time that all of us, you know, not even the ones here in Exeter, just get to play at high level rugby is just fantastic. I mean, we have so many international players on our teams as a whole, so it's like it's really great to even get their perspective in there and how they see things and how they analyze things and how they play. So it's really great to, you know, obviously not just play against them, but like train with them. And I think it definitely has really developed, you know, our skills and even the way that we see rugby and understand rugby. I think it's just put a lot more of that. And I mean, obviously we're playing more games as well, which has been really huge. So there's a lot of it that culminates into, you know, how well we did against Wales, which was really fun.
Yeah. And you have a big year ahead of you, obviously, or at least, you know, you and the rest of the ladies. World Cup near the end of the year, summer tests, I'm assuming, and then just announced was the Pacific Four series, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, which Canada seems to be kind of a thorn in your side right now. You know, how are you feeling about this? It seems like things are getting back to normal and you're finally getting into these. I mean, you have a lot of tough matches come up. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I think we're just excited. Again, we love playing rugby. That's what we want to do. And I feel like we're finally getting some opportunities to do that. And so, you know, are we sore? Are we beat up? Are we exhausted some days? Yeah. But, you know, this is what we want. This is what we want to do. This is what we love to do. So I think everyone's just really excited for the opportunities coming up.
Yeah. Has Rob given any kind of message to the, you know, all the people pretty much involved in the pool right now? Any specific thing that he's saying, listen, let's try to do X, Y, and Z before we meet as a team?
Good question. I don't know if there's anything I can necessarily pinpoint, but he's always supportive of us. So he's always, you know, reaching out individually to us, always checking in, always being like, hey, like, do you need me? Do you need anything? Like, do you want analysis? Yeah. You know, so he makes himself very available to us, which has been really, really, really good. So I think really sometimes he'll send messages to like the teams. So like he'll send, you know, group message to all the Exeter players, wishing them good luck or something. So sometimes it's little things like that. Sometimes it's bigger things like giving us, you know, really specific feedback. So I think he really tries to cater to the individuals, as well as always trying to keep us updated. He tries to be really transparent with us and keep us updated as much as possible. And, you know, rugby's ever changing scheduling and whatnot. So, I guess it's just his communication has been huge. Yeah.
And not to take anything away from, USA 15s or Premier, 15s, but as you see, USA, women's sevens returning this weekend, following weekend, and knowing your past with the sevens, are you watching intently? You know, are you, you know, obviously you're pushing for them, but are you itching like, oh man, play a little sevens would be great?
I think my international sevens days have passed me a little bit, but I do love watching the girls play. I mean, there's still plenty of girls that are playing that are the same players that I was training with every single day in Chula Vista. So obviously I love seeing them still in the fight, still going, still just absolutely crushing it. So I love watching and supporting that, but I don't think I necessarily see myself going back to international sevens.
How long has it been? When was your last match?
In sevens?
Yeah,
2018, in December 2018, I believe. Yeah.
That's right. Were you still in college for that, or was that right after college?
It was right after college, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, obviously they haven't played in a while, but has the game changed much at all in the past 5 years, 4 or 5 years, do you think?
I think so. I haven't been keeping up as much because I've been focused on 15s. But yes, I'm sure it's definitely developed. But, you know, again, I'm not really analyzing necessarily as much anymore. I really just try and enjoy it. I did play a little bit of PR7s last summer, which was really, really fun. So that was really good. But that felt like so new in a way. Even like the tournament style was so different than kind of necessarily what most like international tournaments are for. So I feel like even that was different because you really had to manage that one day tournament. You really had to manage your players, manage, you know, what the system was. You had maybe a week beforehand, you know, so a lot of things were kept pretty simple. It's always fun.
So let's step back a bit. Let's take a few minutes here to talk about, I guess it's the, you know, how or when the Megan Foster rugby story began. You know, when, how old were you, that kind of stuff? When did you get into the game and how? How did you find out about it?
Yeah, I first started playing in college. It was my sophomore year in college. And I had known about rugby for years. So in high school, the rugby team tried to recruit me, but I was really huge on soccer, and it was always the same season as soccer. And so I knew I wanted to play, you know, varsity soccer in college if I could. And so that's kind of what I spent my time on, what I pursued. And initially I went to Chico State University, and I was on the varsity soccer team for 2 seasons there. But that wasn't working out as well as I'd hoped. I wasn't as happy as I had hoped to be. So I still wanted to keep playing a competitive sport. I was like, I've done this my whole life. Like, I still want to be athletic. I still want to do something. And I was living with a rugby alumni at the time, and she was like, do it. Like, play rugby. Play rugby. Like, it's so fun. The team is so great. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'll give it a try. You know, they're Division One. It's club, but they're Division One. They're playing against Stanford and Cal and UC Davis. And I was like, these are big teams. I was like, this seems like a great opportunity. So went out for tryouts and just haven't looked back since.
I mean, was there that particular moment? You know, for me, it was actually the party after a match that really hooked me, which is funny. But was there a particular moment where you said, hell yeah, this is what I want to be doing?
Kind of. I mean, the team just immediately was incredibly welcoming. I know you speak to pretty much anyone in rugby, and they talk about the community about the rugby community and how loving we are and how excited we are to meet another rugby player. And so just right away, the entire team was so welcoming and so nice. Was exactly kind of like the friends and the people I were looking for. And all of it was just really fun. So, yeah, we did have a good time after games on the weekends and whatnot. But it was definitely just how the people made me feel that, you know, really hooked me in.
So my older daughter she plays soccer in college up in New Hampshire. My younger daughter goes off to the same college next year, and she was recruited by that coach also. But she's kind of done with soccer. I think what everyone gets to that point, and I think it's the same thing with you. It's just not as fun for her anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to convince her to join the rugby team. And I know the head coach there, and she says she'll stick around for another year if my daughter plays for them. So, <Yeah. laughs> but she hasn't exactly said, yeah. She's just like, looking at me funny. Yeah, that's your thing, Dad. So Do you have any words of wisdom or something you would tell someone, you know, a teenage girl, to encourage them to pick up the game?
Oh gosh.
I know.
Good one.
Deep question, deep questions.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's so much that I would love to say to people. It really is. I mean, I've been asked this question before, and you'd think I would be able to just be like, "Oh yeah, 1, 2, 3." But I feel like as I grow, there's more and more that I learn, and like really, I wish I could just have like a one-on-one with anyone and get to like know them and get to, you know, cater my advice to them specifically. But you know, I rugby. It can be a brutal sport, but that's also the beauty of it. So like you do have to be vulnerable in a game. You do have to find inner strength, but there's so much to be gained from playing rugby. It's not just the community. It's also, you know, the teamwork skills, obviously, which she's already, I'm sure, getting, you know, in soccer, which is great. But you know, there's just so much and so much positivity that I find and that I get out of rugby, and it's not just that, it's also the discipline, you know. So I really learned a lot about respect even immediately when I switched over to rugby. So again, me coming from soccer as well, I mean, I'm sure many people know people yell and scream and harass the ref. You know, probably shouldn't necessarily be a thing, but like that transition immediately, they're like, no, you can't talk to the ref. There's like only one person can talk to the ref, and that's it. And like that's just how it is. And I was like, wow, like that's incredible. I didn't think about that. So like immediately I learned about respect. You know, there's just so much to be learned about rugby, and I really don't think you can go wrong.
I feel like you stole my notes that I've been writing for years about the game. You just read exactly it's the respect that you earn and give to those in leadership as well, like referees and everyone else on your team. But yeah,
Absolutely.
perfectly said. I'm gonna show my daughter that, so she'll maybe she'll play. My older daughter, I've said to her also she would make a great rugby player because she had all these years of soccer, that kind of stuff. But she's tough as nails. This past weekend she had a spring games. I went out there, took pictures, and a minute and a half into the first of three games, she rolls her ankle pretty bad. And of course, one of the photos I got is of her ankle at 90 degrees on the ground. And so she comes out and she goes back in 10 minutes later, plays the last 15 minutes, whatever. And then in between matches, of course, she takes off her cleats and stuff, and her whole ankle just boom, blows up, just so swollen. She's icing it. We're like, well, yeah, it was fun watching you play for a minute and a half. She says, oh no, I'm gonna play again. I'm like, I love the attitude, but don't hurt yourself more. And she kind of goes back to the sidelines. She sees the trainers, they tape her up, whatever else. And she's walking around ready to go. And I know the coach walks up to her and says, yeah, you're not playing. So she was so pissed. But that kind of I tell you, that kind of strength, that willingness to keep going for your team or get out there and play, that's huge,
Yeah,
you know?
sounds like a rugby player.
That's absolutely, and I wouldn't want to go head to head with her.
Yeah,
She's
I mean, that's
all right.
courage, you know? So
I,
that's
right?
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of players look up to that too.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so Megan, one last thing. Let's talk about future. Obviously, immediate future plans in your books would be a premiership title, the summer tests, and then World Cup. You know, what do plans look like for you after World Cup, or is that just too far in advance right now for you to think about?
That's kind of too far in advance to think about. Like you said, there's so many like major things that are coming up, and you know, with World Cup being, you know, being up on that podium at the World Cup being, you know, the ultimate goal, and that's really all these things beforehand are hopefully just gonna, you know, propel us and lead us and myself, you know, as well as the rest of the USA teammates up to that podium. Hopefully everything's just gonna lead into that, and that's really what I think myself and most of us are just so focused on. That's everything we care about at the
Yeah. All right, I lied. One more thing.
moment.
Thinking back to your very first cap for USA, or even the matches after that, what does it mean to you? You know, talk about the emotions, whatever else, to pull on that USA jersey.
It's hard to put into words. It really is. And I'm a pretty emotional person, if I'm being honest. And I often get like teary-eyed when the national anthem plays, because just the history of my family and being an Air Force brat, It really means a lot. And my mother being such an athlete herself and, you know, always having dreams of one day being in the WNBA and, you know, that just wasn't in the books for her. You know, a lot of knee injuries and whatnot that kept her away when she was pretty young. But, you know, it's there's so much that you're carrying with you in that moment of being able to put on a jersey and hearing that national anthem. Like, it's, you know, it's your bond and the connection with the players with you. It's knowing that you're playing for an entire country. It's knowing that, you know, for me, again, personally, playing for my mother, playing for my nieces and nephews, playing for my fiance that's so incredibly supportive and allows me to move away for 6 months to live in England to train and be better. Like, there's so much that, you know, you bring with you and so much that you're playing for, that there's a lot of emotion, and it's freeing, it's nerve-wracking, it's, you know, it's so much, but it's something I would never want to give up, you know? I don't know what else I could, you know, compare it to, really.
I don't know. You couldn't probably answer it any better. That was great.
Thank you.
Very personal. All right. So, Megan, thank you so much for your time. Good luck against Saracens, Bears, the final semis, all that stuff this year. Good luck with all that.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much.